Hey guys, Michael here with WeddingVideographySchool.com. Hope you guys are having a great week, a great day. Oh, I know I am. Sitting in my car again with my mobile podcast recording studio. It's my Tascam DR100 Mark III and my SM58 microphone with a new 3-foot XLR cable, which is an unusual thing to be excited about, but I was carrying around like a 6-foot cable before and it just felt kind of awkward. But now I got this little 3-footer and I don't really need a bunch of cable when I'm sitting in my car recording. So, yeah, it's sort of a dorky thing to be excited about, but I'm excited about this 3-foot XLR. So, all right. Today, I want to answer one of the questions I get asked a lot. I have two businesses that I run. One is a drone business, and one is my wedding videography business. And so the people who know me know that I'm super into drone stuff and wedding videography. So one of the most common questions that I get from wedding videographers is, what's the best drone for wedding videography? And in my opinion, there is a clear winner. But first, I want to go over the DJI drone lineup. You know, GoPro makes a drone called the Karma. I think they still make it. I know when they first launched it, they had some really big issues with it. Like, I think the batteries were just dying and they were like falling out of the sky or something, which is never a good thing. There's also a company called, I think it's called Parrot or 3DRs. I can't remember. It doesn't really matter. In my opinion, DJI makes the best drones. They probably have the most recognized and well-known drone lineup. They offer a bunch of prosumer drones and some professional drones. And they even offer like some pretty big drones that'll take up you could put your Red Scarlet in the air if you wanted to. I'm not into any of that stuff. That's a little too intense for me, and I don't own a Red or an Ursa or anything like that. So really no need for it there. Also, geez, I'd be like kind of scared to put a Red or an Ursa up there. I guess if you have really good insurance, then whatever, but then you still got to pay like a crazy amount for the insurance. So anyway, I am going to walk you guys through a couple of the drones that I think are viable for wedding videography. And then I'll lay out kind of my, my top one or two picks based on where you think you know, what kind of wedding videographer you are and like what's important to you. I'll give you kind of two options that I think are the best. Okay, so we're going to start with the DJI Mavic Air. This is a small foldable drone that's like the Mavic, but it doesn't really have all the features that the Mavic has. It is small, right? So that's a plus. Back when I first started flying, I got a Phantom 3 Pro. That was my first one that I ever got. And it was kind of a pain. Like, I get that the Phantom isn't the biggest drone out there, but, you know, I did not want to carry that drone around and have to put the props on. For those of you who don't know what props are, it's just the propellers. I didn't want to have to take those off every single time, so I got a big hard case to carry that thing around in where I could just leave the props on. but it took up a huge amount of space. I'm a big fan of these foldable drones. The Mavic Air can do 4K video at 30 frames per second, which is great. And it can do slow motion at 120 frames per second, but that's 1080p video. I like the Mavic Air. I think it's a cool drone. However, it has one feature in particular that is missing, I think. And that's really just the, on the controller, it doesn't have the digital display readouts, which I found very, very handy. Because one time I was flying my drone, and the drone went beyond line of sight, which we're not supposed to do. But I did lose track of my drone, and it was really cold outside, and the battery on my phone that I was using at the time was connected. The phone I was using as the screen, the display for the controller, which is what you do with these particular setups. And the battery on my phone just like conked out real quick, almost without warning. And so then I was flying blind, basically, because I couldn't see my drone. I couldn't see the camera feed from the drone. And I was left with I was left with just the controller. And thank God it had the digital readout, because I was pressing the home button on the controller. And on the Phantom controller, you only had to press the home button once and the drone would come back to you. I was pressing the button over and over, and the drone was not coming back to me. And I was like, what is going on? I think it would have eventually come back to me once the battery got to a certain point. But I was like freaking out, because I could see that the drone wasn't coming back to me on the controller, because the distance, is it displays altitude and distance. And the distance wasn't getting any closer. But I realized that if I moved the controller around, I could see, you know, if I tried to bring the drone back to me, I could see if it was getting closer or farther away. And I could also see the altitude. So even though I was flying blind, I was able to get the drone back to me. I don't know that you would have the ability to do that on the Mavic Air. Yeah, you can just wait for the battery to run out or run low enough for it to, hold on, I dropped my phone. You can wait for the battery to get low enough so that it just automatically does the return to home. But, you know, that's kind of risky, because if the drone's far away, you might want to start that trip back sooner than when the battery hits, you know, 30% or whatever. So for me, I really like having that display on the controller. So for that reason, I'm not a big fan of the Mavic Air. It's also a little bit louder than like the Mavic Pro, which I thought is weird because it's a smaller drone, so you'd think it would be quieter. But when I was flying it, I noticed that it was a bit louder than the Mavic Pro. And I like things to be quiet. So the other drone I want to talk about is the Phantom 4 Pro. Now, I expect that we're going to have the Phantom 5 at some point. But as of this recording, we don't have a Phantom 5. The Phantom series is probably the best in terms of like what I would recommend for a wedding videographer. This is probably going to give you the best image out of any of the drones other than like the Inspire series, which honestly, I'm not going to talk about the Inspire series because I think for wedding videography, that drone is just overkill. I think it's too big. I think it's too loud. I've seen it in person. I've seen people fly it, and I've thought like it's not like I don't want one. I do think they're really cool drones. but yeah, I just think it's intense. Like for wedding stuff, you want to be low key. You want to be approachable. That drone looks like a fucking bird. Like that thing looks like a crazy insect. It's like a sky scorpion, that drone. So as cool as it is, and I really like it, I would love to have one. Yeah, just for wedding videography, I think it's too much. I don't think you need it. I think you can get a really good image out of the Phantom 4 Pro. I can't tell you how much I value quietness. Like, I do not want to be out at a wedding venue and have people come up to me and like talk to me or ask me what I'm doing or like whatever. Like, I have a very limited amount of time to shoot weddings. So I want to be left the hell alone when I'm flying my drone. Also, I hate when people, like, I don't want to draw attention because there's a lot of venues now where they don't even want you flying drones. You know, there's like a lot of ski towns and there's just a lot of towns in general where drones are starting to be frowned upon. So the less attention you can draw to yourself, the better. The Phantom 4 Pro is going to give you the best image. But I don't know. I think the Mavic Pro 2 is probably the drone that I'm going to just recommend to everybody because I have the original Mavic, and the Mavic Pro 2 is like a step up from that. Now, is it worth upgrading to the Mavic Pro 2 from the Mavic? I don't know. Like, I think I'm going to hold out and just get the Mavic Pro 3 because I think that particular drone is going to be pretty awesome. I have really high hopes for that drone. And that might be another year or so before they come out with that. So I think I'm just going to be patient, hang in there with my Mavic Pro. But the thing I like about the Mavic Pro and the Mavic Pro 2 is I think it's the perfect blend of size and the perfect blend of like video quality. Now, obviously, I'm always going to want a better quality video. And the Mavic Pro 2 does improve on its video a bit. But like I have a friend who has the Mavic Pro 2 and he basically said the best way I can describe it to you is on a scale of 1 to 100, 100 being like Inspire quality. He's like, the Mavic Pro, the first generation of the Mavic Pro is probably, I'd probably give it a 70 out of 100, right? 7 out of 10. He's like, the Mavic Pro 2, he's like, I'd probably give it an 8 out of 10. So it's a substantial difference, but maybe not enough of a difference to upgrade, right, from a Mavic Pro to a Mavic Pro 2. I do think that the Mavic Pro 3 is going to be awesome, and so I'm holding out for that. I think that will be worth the upgrade, but right now, if you can afford it, the Mavic Pro 2 is probably the best drone for wedding videographers. You can fold it up. It's quiet. The video quality is pretty damn good for the size of the drone. It comes in two different flavors. You can get the one with the zoom lens or the Hasselblad 1-inch. Is it a 1-inch sensor on that one? I don't remember, but I would just go with the better camera. The zoom function's kind of cool, but it's an optical zoom, and I'm not big on optical zooms because they're never really that great. If you're really into the idea of being able to zoom with your drone, I would maybe consider holding out for a Phantom 5 because there are rumors that they are going to have interchangeable lenses on that drone. So you might be able to throw a 35 millimeter on there or a 50 millimeter or 100 or maybe like an 85 millimeter. I don't really know if that's going to happen or not, but that is kind of the rumor right now. So we'll see what happens, but God, yeah, I think the thing about the Mavic line is it's like a really affordable way to fly a drone for wedding videography and then upgrade it every couple of years to the next model. There's a possibility that DJI might start raising prices on newer models of things. That's always a possibility. But yeah, I love the Mavic so much. It's not an aggressive, crazy looking drone. It's not a scary looking drone. It's not loud. It's just a nice drone. And for those of you who are coming from maybe like a Phantom 3 Pro or something, for those of you who are still flying that old piece of garbage, I'm just kidding. I'd say the image quality on the Mavic, the original Mavic, is about as good as the Phantom 3 Pro. The reduction in sound, like the noise level from the Phantom to the Mavic, it like literally cuts it in half. The Mavic is literally like half as loud as the Phantom. So we'll see with the Phantom 5 if they reduce the prop noise even more. I hope so, because I think being able to fly without disturbing people on the ground is going to be more important as drones become more popular, because that's like the one thing that people complain about the most, I think, is that drone sounds like a bunch of bees, you know. That drone is annoying. I'm out on a hike and I don't want to hear a drone. Like, I've had people come up to me on walks I've had people like literally walk by me and be like, "Oh, I forgot to bring my shotgun," you know, like just super passive aggressively, like walking by and saying shit because they're annoyed that I'm out flying my drone. So yeah, and part of me is like, just fuck those people. Like, I don't give a shit. But the other part of me is like, well, I don't want to annoy people, right? Like, I don't want to be that annoying guy with his drone. So the more they can make him quieter and whatever, the better. And I'm just a big fan of that component of the Mavic, is just like, how quiet can we get these things? How unobtrusive can we make these things so that, you know, I can go fly above a ski town that doesn't allow drones and they're not even going to know that I'm doing it, right? Because they're not going to be able to hear it. That to me is super important, because let's be real, like, we all want to fly, we want to fly legally, but a lot of places are starting to put the kibosh on where you can take off, and you know, you can't fly in our town and blah blah blah, and it's a difficult time to be a drone pilot right now. So anything that makes it easier for us to kind of skirt the law, I suppose, and make it so that the people who are all up in arms and grumpy about it maybe don't even notice it as much, that would be super helpful. So my pick is the Mavic Pro 2. Really like that drone. I've got the Mavic Pro. I think I'm going to hold on until they come out with the third generation. But yeah, if you have the money, go for the Mavic Pro 2. If all you can afford is a Spark, then hell, go out and get a Spark. And we didn't talk about the Spark because it's a little too low end, I think, for most people. But it does shoot 1080p video. And you can get you can get some good imagery out of that drone, to be really honest with you. So if you're brand new to wedding videography and you want to do drone stuff, but you don't really have the budget for it, go out and get yourself a Spark. I mean, start somewhere. And at least you're getting the flying practice in, and you can just kind of get used to what flying a drone is like, and get the feel for it. All right, guys. So with that, I hope that helps some of you guys who are trying to figure out what drone to buy. The Inspire is dope, but it's overkill. The Phantom 4 is really cool if your main priority is imagery. I think hold out for the Phantom 5 if you want a Phantom. And if you want a Mavic, I think the Pro 2 is definitely the way to go right now. But if you already have like a Mavic Pro, I would say hold off until the third one comes out, because I think that one's going to be really, really cool. And if you can't afford the Mavic Air, then get a Spark. I don't think you can really go wrong with any of these drones. I just think the Inspire is a little too much for weddings. If your main business is going to be going out and shooting drone video, then by all means, the Inspire is awesome. But be prepared to pay way more for batteries and accessories and lug it around, and insurance is going to be way more expensive, because I feel like the Inspire is actually a drone that could potentially kill somebody. Like, I feel like the Mavics and stuff, like, you're going to have a really hard time flying that into somebody's head and killing them. I think the Inspire, if that thing dropped out of the sky, it seems unlikely, but I think it's possible, right? Anything is possible, I suppose, but I think those Inspires probably could hit somebody in the head from 400 feet up and do some pretty serious damage. So expect to have a higher insurance premium on that thing. But all right, guys, hope this helps. Until next time, later.